This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague, Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator, about the prospect of developing a robot fleet to augment, to supplement the U.S. Navy fleet in the 21st century, in the future. The robot fleet is under test right now off California, in the Middle East, off Florida. Jerry recommends that the testing continue, but in a secure spot, secure from our adversaries. And his suggestion points to the Great Lakes, a specific Great Lake that touches four major states. All the delegations in Congress from those four major states are most intrigued by the idea of testing a robot fleet in Lake Michigan. Here's Jerry.
Well, so Skunk Works itself, as far as the place where these platforms could be designed and built, that could be a number of different places. We have a shipbuilder already up in Marinette, Wisconsin. There's room north of on the lake shores near Gary, Indiana, to build industrially, sort of a prototyping shop, a Skunk Works shop. There is a base already on Lake Michigan. Naval Training Center, Great Lakes, actually has a lot of space. There's 1,600 acres there. There's two city blocks there that are completely mowed and not developed. So you could install a Navy Futures Command, or an Eighth Fleet, as I call it in my essay, right there at Naval Station Great Lakes. And then there's a boat basin that we built back during the Second World War where we could keep these unmanned surface vessels or unmanned underwater vessels there. Now, unmanned air, we're going to need an airfield. And I've identified three possible locations: Joint Base Grissom near Peru, Indiana, or the Kellogg Air National Guard base up near Battle Creek, Michigan. And there's also an Air National Guard base up near Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Mitchell Field, where they could go. All would have proximity to the lake. So there's enough of a footprint around there. And then, John, there's one last sort of gem in the crown here, which is Navy Surface Warfare Development Center, Crane, Indiana, is one of the high-tech technology development centers in the entire Navy, and it's just downstate from Lake Michigan. So you could actually programmatically fund and do the experimentation and development of systems down at Crane and then bring them up to the lake for testing.
And final question. I'm John Batchelor.